Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Life has a way of throwing unexpected challenges our way. Sometimes, these obstacles can leave us feeling drained, discouraged, and wondering if there's any hope for a brighter tomorrow. My dear friends, I have good news for you today. Within each of us lies an untapped reservoir of strength and potential, a power that, when activated, can transform even the darkest of days into opportunities for growth and blessing. Today, we will explore the profound truth that blessing your day isn't just a nice idea. It's a divine mandate with the power to reshape your reality. We will uncover the secrets to blessing each day of your life and empower you to face each morning with renewed hope and purpose. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a skilled chef in a bustling kitchen. As orders pour in and the pressure mounts, they don't panic. Instead, they move with purpose and precision, transforming raw ingredients into culinary masterpieces. In the same way, we can learn to navigate life's challenges, turning potential setbacks into stepping stones for success and blessing. This reminds me of the words found in Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These words are not just a call to positive thinking. They are a powerful reminder that our focus shapes our reality. When we choose to dwell on God's goodness, even in difficult times, we unlock the ability to see His hand at work in every situation. My friends, our journey begins with understanding the immense power of perspective. How we view our circumstances can dramatically impact our ability to bless each day. Consider the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. These men of God found themselves beaten and imprisoned for sharing the gospel. Yet, in the darkest hour of the night, they chose to sing praises to God. Their perspective wasn't dictated by their circumstances, but by their faith. This powerful choice to bless their situation, even in the midst of suffering, led to a miraculous deliverance. The Bible tells us in Acts 16, verses 25 to 26, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed." Their praise didn't just change their mood, it changed their reality. When we choose to bless our day, regardless of how it begins, we open ourselves to God's transformative power. It's not about denying the challenges we face, but about acknowledging a greater truth. We serve a God who is bigger than our problems, more powerful than our obstacles. By focusing on His goodness, we position ourselves to receive His blessings. This shift in perspective is not always easy, but it is always worth it. It requires intentionality and practice. Each morning, before your feet hit the floor, make a conscious decision to bless your day. Declare God's goodness over your life, your family, your work, and your circumstances. Speak life into situations that seem hopeless. Remember the words of Proverbs 18, verse 21. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Your words have power. Use them wisely to shape your day and your destiny. As you begin to bless your day consistently, you'll notice a change, not just in your circumstances, but in your ability to handle them. You'll develop a resilience that comes from knowing God is with you, no matter what you face. This doesn't mean every day will be perfect. There will still be challenges and obstacles, but you'll approach them differently. Instead of being overwhelmed, you'll see opportunities for growth and blessing. You'll begin to recognize God's hand at work, even in difficult situations. This perspective shift is transformative.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It allows you to see beyond the immediate and into the eternal, to recognize that every challenge is an opportunity for God to display His power and love in your life. As you practice blessing your day, you'll find yourself more attuned to God's presence. You'll start to notice the small blessings that you might have overlooked before. A kind word from a stranger, a beautiful sunrise, a moment of peace in a busy day. These seemingly small things are reminders of God's constant care for you. They're invitations to pause and give thanks, further reinforcing your blessed perspective. Remember, blessing your day isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to see your day through God's eyes, to recognize His sovereignty and goodness in every situation. This perspective allows you to face challenges with courage and hope. It empowers you to be a source of blessing to others, even when you're going through difficult times yourself. As you continue to bless your day, you'll find that your faith grows stronger. Your trust in God deepens as you see Him work in and through your circumstances. This growth in faith becomes a powerful testimony to those around you. People will notice the difference in how you approach life. They'll be drawn to the hope and peace you exude, even in challenging times. Your blessed perspective becomes a light in a dark world, pointing others to the source of true blessing, Jesus Christ. So, my friends, I encourage you to start each day with a declaration of blessing. Choose to see your circumstances through the lens of God's love and power. As you do, you'll unlock the potential for each day to be filled with divine purpose and blessing. My dear friends, as we continue our exploration of blessing each day, we must recognize the vital role of gratitude. A grateful heart is fertile soil for blessings to grow and flourish. When we cultivate thankfulness, we create an atmosphere where God's goodness can manifest in remarkable ways. The Bible consistently emphasizes the importance of gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, we are instructed, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And as I always point out when sharing this scripture, it doesn't say to give thanks for everything, but in everything. This subtle distinction is crucial. We're not called to complain about every hardship or suffering, but to maintain an attitude of gratitude even in challenging circumstances. This attitude of thankfulness opens our eyes to see God's hand at work, even in difficult times. It shifts our focus from what's wrong to what's right, from what's lacking to what we have. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and discouragement. When we choose to count our blessings, no matter how small, we resist the temptation to dwell on our problems. This doesn't mean we ignore our challenges, but rather we approach them with a different mindset. A grateful heart sees possibilities where others see obstacles. It recognizes opportunities for growth where others see only setbacks. Consider the story of Jesus feeding 5,000 in John 6. When faced with the seemingly impossible task of feeding a vast crowd, Jesus didn't complain about the lack of resources. Instead, He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up to heaven, and gave thanks. This act of gratitude preceded the miracle. In the same way, our thankfulness can pave the way for God's miraculous intervention in our lives. Practicing gratitude is a choice we must make daily, sometimes moment by moment. It's about training our minds to focus on the good, even when surrounded by challenges. Start each day by listing three things you're thankful for. They don't have to be big things. A warm bed, a cup of coffee, the sound of birds singing. As you do this consistently, you'll find your perspective shifting. You'll become more aware of the countless blessings that surround you each day. This awareness will fuel your ability to bless your day and others around you. Gratitude also has a profound impact on our relationships, both with God and with others. When we're thankful, we're more likely to approach God with praise rather than just requests. This deepens our relationship with Him and aligns our hearts with His will. In our human relationships, gratitude fosters positivity and strengthens bonds. It makes us more pleasant to be around and opens doors for meaningful connections. Remember the words of Colossians 3, verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Gratitude and peace go hand in hand. When we choose thankfulness, we invite God's peace to rule in our hearts. This peace becomes a stabilizing force, helping us navigate life's ups and downs with grace. It enables us to bless our days, even when circumstances are far from ideal. Another powerful aspect of gratitude is its ability to combat entitlement and foster contentment. In today's world, it's easy to fall into the trap of always wanting more, always feeling like we deserve better. Gratitude reminds us that everything we have is a gift from God. It helps us find joy and satisfaction in what we have, rather than constantly yearning for what we lack. The Apostle Paul exemplified this attitude in Philippians 4 verses 11 to 12. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." This contentment, rooted in gratitude, allowed Paul to bless each day, regardless of his circumstances. As we cultivate gratitude, we'll find ourselves more resilient in the face of adversity. Thankfulness reminds us of God's faithfulness in the past, giving us confidence for the future. It helps us maintain perspective when challenges arise, reminding us that our current situation is not the end of the story. Gratitude also has a ripple effect. When we express thankfulness, it encourages others to do the same. Your grateful attitude can be a catalyst for change in your family, workplace, and community. It can inspire others to see the blessings in their own lives and to approach each day with a more positive outlook. So, my friends, I challenge you to make gratitude a daily practice. Start and end each day by expressing thanks to God. Look for opportunities throughout your day to acknowledge His blessings. As you do, you'll find your capacity to bless each day growing. You'll discover a newfound ability to see God's goodness in every situation. And as you continue to cultivate a heart of gratitude, you'll be amazed at how it transforms your perspective, your relationships, and your ability to navigate life's challenges. Remember, a grateful heart is a blessed heart. And a blessed heart has the power to bless each day, no matter what it may bring. My friends, let's now explore practical actions that we can take to actively bless each day we're given. Remember, blessing your day isn't just about positive thinking. It's about aligning our actions with God's will and purposes. The book of James reminds us of the importance of coupling faith with action. James 2, verse 17 tells us, "Thus, Also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. This principle applies to blessing our days as well. We must combine our faith and gratitude with intentional actions that invite God's blessings into our lives and the lives of those around us. One powerful way to bless your day is by starting it with God. Dedicate the first moments of your morning to prayer and reading God's Word. This sets the tone for your entire day, anchoring you in God's presence and promises. Psalm 5, verse 3 says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." By prioritizing this time with God, you're inviting His guidance and blessings into every aspect of your day. Another crucial action is to speak life-giving words. The power of our words cannot be overstated. Proverbs 16, verse 24 reminds us, "Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones." Make a conscious effort to speak words of encouragement, hope, and love, both to yourself and to others. Replace negative self-talk with affirmations rooted in God's truth about who you are. Speak blessings over your family, your work, and your circumstances. Your words have the power to shape your reality, so use them wisely to bless your day. Serving others is another powerful way to invite blessings into your day. Jesus taught us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Look for opportunities to be a blessing to someone else. It could be a kind word, a helping hand, or a sacrificial act of service. When we bless others, we often find that we ourselves are blessed in return. Practicing forgiveness is another crucial action in blessing your day. Holding on to bitterness and resentment can poison our outlook and block the flow of God's blessings in our lives. Choose to forgive quickly, just as God has forgiven you. Ephesians 4, verse 32, instructs us, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ Jesus forgave you." By releasing forgiveness, you're freeing yourself to fully receive and experience God's blessings. Another important action is to steward your time and resources wisely. Recognize that each day is a gift from God, filled with opportunities to make a difference. Use your time intentionally, investing in activities that align with God's purposes for your life. Be a good steward of your finances, your talents, and your relationships. Taking care of your physical health is another important action in blessing your day. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and how we treat them affects our overall well-being and ability to serve God effectively. Make time for exercise, eat nourishing foods, and get adequate rest. 3 John 1 verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." By taking care of your physical health, you're honoring God and equipping yourself to fully embrace the blessings that He has for you each day. Cultivating meaningful relationships is another key action in blessing your day. We were created for community, and healthy relationships can be a source of tremendous blessing. Invest time in nurturing your relationships with family, friends, and fellow believers. Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Surround yourself with people who encourage your faith and challenge you to grow. These relationships can be a wellspring of blessing in your daily life. Another powerful action is to practice contentment. In a world that constantly tells us we need more to be happy, choosing contentment is a radical act of faith. It's about finding joy and satisfaction in what God has already provided rather than always striving for more. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 reminds us, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain." When we choose contentment, we free ourselves from the endless pursuit of more and open our eyes to the blessings already present in our lives. My friends, end your day with reflection and thanksgiving. Take time to review your day, acknowledging God's presence and blessings. Express gratitude for the ways that He has worked in your life, even in challenges. Psalm 92 verses 1 to 2 encourages us. "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." This practice of evening reflection and gratitude frames your day with blessing, preparing your heart for a restful night and a new day of possibilities. My dear friends, as we implement these actions, we create an environment where God's blessings can flourish in our lives. Remember, blessing your day is not about perfection, but about progress. It's about consistently aligning our thoughts, words, and actions with God's will and purposes. As you faithfully take these actions, you'll find your days increasingly filled with God's presence, peace, and blessings. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, and Sovereign Lord over all, I praise you for your majesty and power. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Your love is boundless. Your mercy endures forever. Your wisdom is infinite, and your grace is unending. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, I thank you for the gift of each new day. I'm grateful for the gift of life and for your constant presence in my life. Thank you for your faithfulness, even when I falter. Lord, I'm grateful for the countless blessings that you've poured into my life. Lord, forgive me of my trespasses and for the times that I've taken your blessings for granted. I repent of my ungratefulness and negative attitudes. Just as you've forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Father, help me to cultivate a heart of gratitude. Open my eyes to see your goodness in every situation. Lord, help me to speak life-giving words that honor you and encourage others. Give me the strength to serve others selflessly, reflecting your love. I pray for wisdom to steward my time and resources for your glory. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day is blessed. I rebuke every spirit of negativity and discouragement. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the enemy's attempts to steal my joy and peace. I claim your blessings and favor over my life. Heavenly Father, transform my perspective to align with your truth. Help me to see challenges as opportunities for growth and blessing. Fill me with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Empower me to be a blessing to everyone I encounter today. Lord, I pray for your healing touch in every area of my life. Heal my body, mind, and spirit from all sickness and disease. I declare your healing power over every cell, organ, and system in my body. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Lord, guard my heart and mind against fear, anxiety, and depression. Shield me from harm, danger, and every evil scheme. Merciful Father, I pray these same blessings upon my loved ones. Protect them, heal them, and draw them closer to you. Bless us in our coming and going, and bless the work of our hands. Surround us with your favor, as with a shield. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare your blessings over our lives collectively. We declare that everything is working for us and not against us. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to bless our days. Give us the strength to overcome every obstacle that we face. We claim victory over our circumstances in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare healing in our bodies, minds, and relationships. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy, Lord. Guide our steps and align our will with yours. Deliver us from all accidents and negative incidents. We thank you for your unfailing love and constant presence. We declare that your goodness and mercy will follow us today and always. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.